Hello, everybody. Welcome to Podcastalypse Now. It is Jason, and I'm joined by Max, as usual. We are back after another hiatus. We keep having these hiatuses and promising you that we're going to be back to a regular schedule, but we're adults. It's hard to keep a regular schedule.
Yeah, I mean, you got to work a regular job. You know?
Now, I mean, if you guys want to jump on Patreon, type in 3 Geeks Network, and throw a little bit of support our way, then we can make sure we're delivering these on a more consistent basis. This is actually the first episode of Podcastalypse Now that I'm going to throw on the 3 Geeks feed. So if you're on the 3 Geeks feed and you're listening to this and you're like, wow, I really like this podcast, where can I find it? Well, just jump on iTunes, type in Podcastalypse Now, and you'll find all of the next and upcoming episodes, because this will be the only episode that I throw on the 3 Geeks feed, just to get some more attention that way. And thanks to everybody supporting us. Check out iTunes, rate, review, comment, all of that fun stuff. And start off the episode with a sad note. John McCain passed away last night. And it's very interesting, as I'm looking at my Twitter feed, you see Republicans and Democrats, and everybody had something positive to say about McCain. Because McCain was one of those guys that, whether you agreed with him or not, you still respected him because he had the right... He put himself out there the right way, and who knows, John McCain probably would have been our president had Sarah Palin not been his running mate, and it would have been interesting to see how things would have played out differently, but yeah, rest in peace to, he was a great war hero, and all that stuff.
Yeah, you know, good guy, solid, like, no one can, again, you know, he's a respectable, honest guy, so yeah, nothing bad to say. It's sad that he died, but I mean, he's been battling cancer for a while now, and he's also just... old, and oh yeah, he was captured and friggin' tortured and stuff, so, you know, that's gotta take, you figure that'd take years off your life, but, you know, yeah, he friggin', he's been through a lot, and, yeah, and it's finally time to you know, do the big rest, and all the thoughts and prayers and well wishes go to the family and all that stuff.
Trump. So Trump has been...
Now you're just going to disrespect the man by mentioning Trump right after.
Well, speaking of McCain, McCain was not a Trump supporter. And Trump has been in the news a lot this week because a lot of people are doing plea deals and coming out and saying more stuff about Trump. Like, Trump knew about the payoffs to the porn stars that he had alleged affairs with. And all of the stuff is starting to come out more and more. And do you think Trump is going to make it to 2020 as president?
I don't know. It's a rough ride. We knew that it was is possible that you know, again, like, I just want, you know, Mueller to get all of his freaking T's crossed and all of his I's dotted, make sure he's got this dude locked, you know, just freaking, because people are like, okay, well, when you impeach Trump, then Pence becomes president. But I'm like, if we impeach Trump for the stuff that we impeached Trump for, then we can't keep Pence either. Because they only won because he did these things. So, you know, like, how can you keep, like, they're both on the same ticket together. Yeah. It's not like before when you didn't pick your vice president, and, I mean, you know, so, like, the winner from the other party would be your vice president, or the loser, sorry, from the other party would be your vice president,
Wouldn't that be, if they still did that, that'd be an awkward day at the office, like Trump and then Hillary is his vice president.
Oh,
like,
dude, that'd be so great.
They gotta go to work together after saying all this horrible stuff to each other.
But yeah, so I don't know that they're gonna, anyway, I hope he doesn't make it to 2020. I really hope he doesn't make it, but I don't know, you know, like, the process is long, you know, that's one thing, like, people, like, Watergate took 3 years, you know, so... If you're using that as a benchmark, then we still got, like, another year and some change. So, you know, it's whatever. But, yeah, it's a good chance you could get fully impeached and removed from office before 2020. But I don't know that it'll happen.
It's an interesting...
But thing. I don't think he's getting 4 more years.
Because it's going to be, like, a campaign thing. So, yeah, Pence can't really be there. But then if they hadn't cheated, would Hillary have won? So should Hillary be president?
No. Like, the next person that's in office now should be president.
Okay, so...
So whoever that guy is, like, Secretary of State or whatever the fuck.
Okay. Yeah, I saw a funny meme on Twitter that if Trump really wanted to get rid of Hillary, hire Hillary to be in his office or in his cabinet, and she'd be quitting.
You get Kiefer Sutherland from that show that he did where he had to be president. And yeah.
All right, what else you got?
Some people freaking put up this satanic goat statue in Arkansas, next to the state building, in a protest over religious freedom. But I just thought it was hilarious, because there's a statue of the Ten Commandments that got put up, like an actual statue, and they're like, well, we got to look at this every day. Then you got to look at our goat statue today. So it's like this crazy winged goat thing with the star, the pentagram on it, and it's just a really good look. Stuff like that never happens in Columbus.
No.
But we
have weather. That's the only thing that sporadically happens.
I would go to the goat statue. I would hang out over there. Would you go to see the goat statue?
Yeah, I'd probably go check it out.
Would you take your kids?
Maybe. I mean, I'd take a few selfies and get my family nuts on Facebook.
Oh, man, yeah, your family would kind of freak out
about
that.
They'd go up in arms. Up in arms. I would just find it funny.
Yeah, no, my parents, I've been an atheist for a while, so we argue about religion all the time. So I don't think they'd be surprised. They definitely wouldn't find it amusing, but they wouldn't be surprised.
The day you're taking care of your dad, you take him to the statue.
Yeah, dude, let's go to the freaking satanic goat statue. You believe in this stuff, right? It's all religious mumbo jumbo to me. Oh, man, that'd be great. That would be good.
That'd be funny. Would be funny.
You know?
That'd definitely make my Facebook experience just a little bit better. I might put Facebook back on my phone for that. Just go follow the escapades of Max's dad and goat statue. Or Max steals it and just sets it up in the living room.
Yeah, for real. Steal the goat statue, set it up in the backyard, bother the neighbors.
What's next?
I don't know. What do you got?
I just had the Trump stuff in McCain.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, I also have one other thing, I think.
I might have had more stuff, but I have forgotten it. I'm not as organized as you are, and I don't write everything down.
I don't write it. It's usually stuff I send to you, and I just go back through our chat or whatever.
Yeah, we got chats everywhere. See you here.
Yeah, you set them up every freaking day. You set up a new one, and it's weird.
Well, I'm sorry. Oh, I will vent about something. So there was a con in local Columbus. I'm not going to name the con. So every time that I have applied for any of these cons for the podcast to be a part of, it is just assumed by the promoters that it would be the whole podcast. Well, apparently with this con, I had to submit an application for every single person from the three geeks that were going to be attending this convention. And it's not even that big. Wizard World, we get 4 passes regardless of how many people are on the podcast to do stuff. And then we find loopholes to get more passes. But
yeah,
I'm just saying, it just doesn't make sense. Because we were all revved up to go cover this thing, and then we found out there was only one pass, and then the interest levels just fell.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're hanging out at something, that's one thing. But, if you just, go, stand around there by yourself, look around, maybe go to a panel and then leave.
Even if you're going to cover something, you need somebody to hold a camera.
Yeah.
And so you can hold a mic and talk about it and or cover it. So, yeah, I don't understand their train of thought. So, next year I know. And I will go check out their con because they seem to be pretty big.
They are big.
They sent out a warning because I guess the Republican dinner or something was in Columbus this weekend.
Yeah.
So they had Secret Trump Service throughout their whole convention, and when you got off the elevators, you had to go through Secret Service, checks and stuff. Yeah, Trump was at a hospital that doesn't exist. He was at the Ohio State Children's Hospital, but there is no Ohio State Children's Hospital. And then the actual Nationwide Children's Hospital is what I think it actually is called. They had no idea Trump was even coming to their hospital.
Yeah, he likes to just crash rallies and stuff like that, and just kind of show up places. That's because if he doesn't give them any advance notice, then that means they don't have any time to tell him not to come.
That's funny and true.
The Spider-Man game's getting closer to coming out, and I am thinking about getting this PS4 so bad.
You're going to be pretty close in your monthly bonus to at least get a nice little chunk knocked up. I got a broken one I brought home from work that I need to try to fix.
Oh, I was wondering about that, if you had any luck.
Because that's where I'm going to play my Spider-Man. I've got it all planned out. Take a couple days off, an extended weekend, whatever. Be Spider-Man. It's going to be awesome.
I got nothing else, man.
You got nothing else?
Yeah, I mean, other than like my disappointment in mile 22.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a minute.
Or 22 miles.
The latest Columbus citizen, Mark Wahlberg, how was his latest film?
Crappy. He was terrible in it, also. I'm not the biggest Mark Wahlberg fan, but like, if I gotta watch another movie where everybody dies except for Mark Wahlberg, I'm just gonna stop watching Mark Wahlberg movies.
I like more of his movies than I dislike. Like, I like The Teds, and I like...
Teds all right.
The Departed.
The Departed's all right, but that's not a Mark Wahlberg movie.
No, he's just in it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Ted's not really a Mark Wahlberg movie either. It's a Seth MacFarlane movie.
Yeah, that's true.
But, yeah, I've seen his Transformers films. Not a fan. The Happening was not a good movie. So, is this better or worse than The Happening, Mile 22?
Better. I mean, there's, like, a villain, you know?
I heard its biggest problem was it was like an hour setup when there should have only been like a 5-minute sequence.
Yeah, and then also all the action sucks.
But yeah,
it's super poorly edited. It's freaking it's a lot of cuts, just shaky, super shaky, and it doesn't make it cool. And then I'm like, you got this dude. If you have seen The Raid, if you have seen this dude in The Raid. He is amazing. The only reason I watched the movie is because that guy was in it. The friggin' Chinese guy or whatever. I don't know his nationality. I'm sorry for my racism. But yeah, friggin' this dude is awesome. And you just get a little taste of it in this Mark Wahlberg movie. But like, I was like, because The Raid is all about some cops who got to go up into a hotel. They got to get to the top floor and catch a bad guy. If they just made a raid and instead of going vertical, they go horizontal, like as in like, you know, they need to get from here to there, freaking I'm down. Like, let's watch this movie. And then like it's just very, very poorly done. There's only like one scene where the dude gets to shine. And
yeah.
Not good. It's not good.
It sounds horrible.
I mean like it's okay popcorn fodder, you know? Like I'm gonna grab this one. It's gonna... You're holding the mic, so I feel like I should...
Yeah, I just wanted it closer to my face.
Yeah.
And wow, our levels just got a lot better.
It's fucking craziness. Alright, so... Yeah, it's like, okay, action movie, freaking popcorn fodder, but it's like... the whole movie is Mark Wahlberg talking shit to everybody. And then action happens. Like, that's, like, the whole movie. Like, you spend all this time with... I'm sorry, I'm totally ruining this movie. Spoilers. BT dubs.
You actually plan on seeing it.
Yeah. Friggin' The Walking Dead chick. Like, you spend all this time with this chick.
Lowen Cohen.
Yeah. Cohen. Yeah. And she's just like dead. So cool. Mark Wahlberg lives, who you hate. He's an asshole and you hate him. And then, like, they spend all the time, like, making you feel things for her. And then, like, he lives and he's totally fine. Like, he's just completely unscathed and she's dead.
So, yeah, Mark Wahlberg's got to come back for the sequel.
Well, dude, like, fucking A, man. No. Get that Chinese guy. And again, I'm sorry. I don't know his nationality. I know he's not Chinese. I'm just saying it because I'm a terrible person. But no, he's fucking awesome. So incredibly awesome. Check out The Raid. And even The Raid 2, while it was not as good, is still freaking got some crazy martial arts in it. So if you have this, like, this guy should have played Iron Fist. Like... Oh my god.
Yeah, but he should have played Iron Fist. I don't know. Iron Fist season 2, like, on paper, I'm hearing things about it, and it sounds good.
No.
I know Finn is going to let me down, but I'm starting on that hype just a little bit. And
Why would you do that?
I'm actually excited to watch Jessica Jones season 2 and mildly excited for Luke Cage, and I haven't watched either one of them, so
Yeah, I mean, those are both okay. Jessica Jones season two is not, definitely not as good as season one. But they do some things, and some stuff happens. Luke Cage was okay. I thought it was like the same as season one. I mean, except, I mean, it's a little better because the villain is kind of the villain throughout the whole thing. And that's better than, like, you know, the half a villain you got in the last one. But, yeah.
So, 3geeks.ninja, I wrote a review for a movie called The Package. It's a Netflix original film. And I gave it a scathing review. And I need to let people know.
I read that.
I don't think it's as bad as I put down on paper. So, this movie is about a group of friends, a la Road Trip / Euro Trip, who decide to go on one, you know, fun summer break or a spring break trip into the woods with their buddies, okay? Their one friend gets totally wasted and goes off to a cliff for some god-awful reason and decides to start swinging a knife around his dick. And then the other dude, one of his buddies, comes up and, like, jumps on him, and he's swinging the knife, and he accidentally cuts off his dick. So then they bring paramedics in, rush the guy to the hospital, they give the cooler with the dick. Uh-oh, wrong cooler! So the rest of the movie is a la Harold and Kumar trying to get this guy's dick back to
him. So it's like fucking Dude, Where's My Dick?
Yeah, kind of. And it does have funny moments, but it was just, it was awful.
I don't appreciate humor about dicks getting cut off.
I don't know if I'm just bored or what. Because I've heard people say good things about this movie. It's like Split on Rotten Tomatoes, but I didn't find anything. The acting I didn't think was good. Ugh, it was so bad.
No.
The Package.
Well, but the good news about Mile 22 was I got to test out the AMC like Movie Pass experience, because I've switched over to the AMC Movie Pass deal. I like it. I think it's pretty good. I mean, like, navigating the app is okay. I mean, it's about the same amount of hassle as the other one.
Only they haven't changed their terms of agreement.
Yeah, between in the last 14 seconds. So that, you know, that's always nice. But yeah, you know. But then, you know, you get a little fucking QC code or whatever, and then you just have them scan it, and bing, bang, boom, you're done. I had a Cinnabon, because we were at Easton, right? We just gone to see Mike Head at the...
They had the other...
Well, the Funny Bone.
So the reason we didn't do it 3geeks last week is because we went and saw Mike Head. How was it?
I mean, the second time, his set was a little longer, I felt. Because there's definitely some jokes like we had not heard, or that I had not heard. So that was cool. Or maybe it was just he didn't spend 45 minutes ragging on some asshole bald dude Trump fan in the
That's what I was wondering, because I was telling Liz, you know, Max went and saw the same guy that we saw last week, but he did do a lot of insult comic stuff at the beginning, so I bet a lot of that was different, because it's not the same people. So
right, yeah, right. No, that was different too, and it seems like he didn't spend half as much time on it, on the insult stuff, and he kind of just got into his set, and he's funny, he's a funny dude. Check him out, Mike Head. I don't know any of his stuffs, but, you know, I went to see him, and he was funny. I feel like this time the openers were a little better.
When it wasn't the same people?
No.
Yeah, the guy, the host, that one we went, I didn't think was good at all.
Yeah, the host sucked. This host was, he was basically Roseanne, is who he was. But, I don't know. I mean, I wasn't really digging him too much, but, yeah, he was better than the other guy, for sure. Went to see Mike Head at the Funny Bone, then, Amit had, like, 5 or 6 beers, and was like, I shouldn't drive, so, we were like, do you want to go see a movie? So then we were like, yeah, we fucking checked in with that, and, it's okay, so I might go see something after this, after we get done podcasting today, just to check it out again. I don't know what's out right now.
The May, because I want to see that.
Oh.
I haven't seen Skyscraper yet. I want to see
that. Okay, yeah, I saw that.
Christopher Robin. 2001 A Space Odyssey, but it's only playing in IMAX screens, so Linux and Easton.
Okay.
Let me check here. Come on, Max, just riff for a minute while I pull up information.
Oh, okay, well, no, about Skyscraper. I ran into Columbus artist Ren McKenzie. I love his artwork. I always like bump into him in like random places, and it's funny. But so yeah, I ran into him, and we ended up sitting there watching. We're just like talking shit the whole movie. It was great. I love going to those free movies. Like, because we'll get like 25 passes to movies in the mail at work, and then I'll like grab 7 of them and fucking go and watch these movies, and like, because I saw Warcraft this way,
Fast and Furious 8.
Yeah, The Fate of the Furious I saw this way. Thank God.
But that was a fun crowd to watch that movie with.
Oh man,
people were cheering and applauding.
Yeah. Oh, it was that movie was so ridiculous. But I love going to watch movies like that just because like it's always packed theater. People don't really give a fuck because they didn't spend any money to get in there. And yeah, I don't like the Lennox because the seats are terrible because it's for college people.
I think they've started upgrading.
Well, they need to work faster.
We got The Meg, Crazy Rich Asians, which I heard is really good. Mile 22.
I like that chick.
Christopher Robin. Alpha, which I do not want to see. I thought Alpha was a commercial.
Alpha is a man and his dog.
Yeah, I thought it was a commercial. You know, one of those keep your phone quiet commercials? Yeah. Mission Impossible. Black Klansman, which I want to see too.
Slender Ooh, Man. I should watch that. Sorry, keep going. Yeah.
Slender Man, which I heard was horrible.
Nah.
Hotel Transylvania, the only way Sandler can still get in theaters.
Nope.
The Equalizer 2, which I've heard is not good either.
Nah.
Mamma Mia 2, which is totally up Max's wheelhouse.
Nope.
Ant-Man the Wasp, Incredibles 2.
Ooh, man.
The Spy Who Dumped Me, which I would like to see too.
I could watch that.
Jurassic World and 2001.
All right. Well, we'll see how that goes.
Not a bad lineup. I mean, there's a few duds, but... Summer movie season is over. I'm looking forward to September and October, though. That's when some good stuff usually comes out.
This is when all the freaking dress movies come out. Dude, you get freaking... Here's when fucking dress movie and goddamn fucking Lady Bird comes out.
I like Lady Bird.
You fucking would like Lady Bird.
I would like Lady Bird.
Whatever, but you're fucking... You don't even count, because you like Hallmark Christmas movies. So, your opinion doesn't matter for shit.
My opinion is valid.
No, you're prone to like Lady Bird because it was a freaking 90-minute Hallmark Christmas movie with a crappy ending. That's the only reason you like Lady Bird so much, is because you're so, like, programmed for the good ending that when they give you, like, a mediocre, like, kind of shitty ending, you're just like, oh my god, my mind is blown.
This is Podcast Now. It is Jason and Max. Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Go to audibletrial.com/3geeks. On Audible, I'm starting to re-listen to the Josh Wolf book. And if you don't know who Josh Wolf is, go check out his book. It is really, really funny. He reads it himself. He tells these ridiculous stories about how when he went to Vegas and pretended to be mentally challenged and taking his kids to trick-or-treating, calling them pussies because... They didn't want to take all the candy at the Take One Bucket. It's a great book. It's like stories for a single father. Check that out on audibletrial.com/3geeks for all of your needs. For everybody out there, have a great day.
Recycle your droids.